Good morning. My guest this morning is Charles Siebert from the Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Roland.
What is it like to be playing Ebenezer Scrooge in an upcoming production of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens?
It's a wonderful. I think earlier when we were talking, you said an honor, and it really is an honor. It's a revered role. I love this story. I try to watch probably two different versions of movies of this story every Christmas. I'm just crazy about it. My favorite is the English one with Alistair Sim, 1951, which is a great version of it. But it's just the most wonderful. For me, it is the Christmas story.
Yeah,
it's a story of redemption. It's a story of hope. It's a story of Christmas. I mean, Dickens really almost invented the kind of Christmas that we celebrate
in America, or
at least we have traditionally celebrated for some time. So to be a part of that is very, very exciting and gratifying. I've never done it before. I'm very happy to do it now.
Of course, the director has a great say in what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have some feeling about Scrooge. Who is he as far as you're concerned?
I think I could wind up probably being the crankiest, meanest Scrooge anybody's ever seen. I think
I have that
within me. Well, that's the actor. No, it's a wonderful story. I'm at a point in my life when I'm reexamining my life on a constant basis, and that's what he's forced to do in this story.
Right.
He's confronted with his life, and he has to look at it, and he has to think about it and consider it, and he decides he needs to change. Well, I do a fair amount of that myself in life these days, and so I can identify with that very easily.
I can't imagine anyone being cast as Scrooge who's not in that predicament of who am I? Where am I going now?
Well, it helps. It helps for sure.
Right. Is this a Victorian Christmas Carol?
Well, it is with some modifications. It's actually earlier than Victorian. It's the beginning of Industrial Revolution.
Right.
And as the director, Craig Miller, describes it, it is steampunk influenced.
Oh, great.
So very much influenced by the beginnings of the Industrial Revolution, which was a very harsh time in England, which is when Dickens lived. And about what he writes so much about, so it's very appropriate. It works very, very well.
I'm sure it does. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if the steampunk approach has been used before.
I don't know. I really don't know. But I think Craig has done some really very, very clever, wonderful stage effects.
It
and,
really is
characterizations.
A wonderful. It's a wonderful idea,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
It makes me very eager to see the show.
I'm glad. Come along.
How have the rehearsals been going? How big is the cast for one thing?
It's a pretty big cast for Sixth Street. I think it's about 24 people.
Yeah, that is big.
So quite big. The rehearsals are going well. We have our final dress rehearsal tonight and our first audience to an invited dress rehearsal tomorrow night.
This is a pretty good run. This is a 4-week run.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
it's the holiday season. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be your holiday season? I assume that
it's going to take up a great deal of it. Yes, I'm going to have to review the lines several times every day for one thing for sure. So yes, it will preoccupy me.
Well, that is one of the things that you have to learn as an older theater person is the memorization
you've
that
noticed.
You used to do. You can just forget that.
Yeah, times are different.
And stagger through as
mm-hmm.
best you can.
Mm-hmm.
So the show really ends on December 20th. So.
Right, just 4 days before Christmas Eve. You know, this play takes place on Christmas Eve.
That's right, of course.
Which is the anniversary of the death of Jacob Marley, who precipitates this entire story.
That's great. Charles, or I should say Ebenezer.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for coming in and telling us about this show. I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic Christmas adventure.
It's nice to see you again. Thanks.
And let's tell people once again that the Christmas Carol by the Sixth Street Playhouse opens November 20th, plays through December 20th. For information and tickets, 523-4185. On the web, it's sixthstreetplayhouse.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.